Blog Talk Radio.
There was a woman in the service that was speaking in other tongues, praying in the Spirit, Lord, your will be done. All the while that she was praying, the Spirit touched my soul. I said, I know that feeling. It overflows. Now when the Lord comes, let the Spirit have His way. You'll feel better tomorrow than you feel today. Chains will be broken. Talking about. I know that feeling. They try to put your hands down, but your feet start moving. I know that feeling. You try to hold your feet, but your hands go up. I know that feeling. It overflows. Then they say this, overflow. Overflow, overflow, yeah, overflow, overflow, overflow. I know that feeling. It overflows. Now I'm the pastor of my church and the musician, so y'all got to be my church tonight and do like I do it at my church. Overflow.
Oh,
brothers and sisters.
Good evening.
Overflow, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
We've been in some service that God came in and visited.
Mm-hmm.
And when he visited, you know, you hear what he said. It was a woman in the service speaking in the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We didn't been in there. Even the man spoke. You know.
Yes, sir.
Years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And God was so plain to it. It wasn't just an unknown tongue. It was something that we could all understand. And it was kind of like unison,
that's right,
man. Everybody sitting at the same time. You know what they say, Reverend? They say, Hosanna. Holy, holy.
Yes, sir.
And hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise
yes,
the Lord,
sir.
Brother Mike.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
In the service one more time.
Holy,
you,
holy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The whole earth is full of his glory.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, and you know we can have a day of Pentecostal at any moment that we come together on one accord. We don't have to be in the upper room where he has so fixed it. When we come hoping and expecting and open our hearts up to him, just like
yeah.
that closed tongue, the fire ascended down on him. If we open our heart, he'll do it again.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. It's our favorite new wine, but I'm so glad this Holy Spirit that he gives us. Oh, ain't no side effects. You know, some after you be so high, there's a crash afterwards, and the same problem you had before you start drinking. You had them same problems when you come back down off that high. But the Holy Spirit, which is the comforter, he comforts and he restores us. So we are able and getting strength in that. So when we come down off of that high, we have equipment that we can use that we can fight against the wiles of the devil. He leaves us in this comfort state after he gives us, after he strengthens us and he equips us that we're able to stand battle. Then when we're toured at the Lord, we don't ask him so much to move the mountain, but we ask him to give me the strength to climb the mountain. But when I climb the mountain, I feel confident and success that the same God that helped me over this mountain, he's able to help me over the next mountain. So if I'm going to get some wisdom, I'm going to need some strength. And in that strength, hallelujah, hallelujah, no matter what comes my way, I'll fully trust, lean, hope, and depend upon God. Not on my own, not on my own self, but on the holy name, hallelujah, of God, hallelujah. There's strength in him. Christians need to know there's a strong tower in him. We have something we can lean and depend upon. And you'll find that the more you lean upon him, the more you depend upon him, the more you trust in him. See oftentimes people's prayers, when they pray, they just leave it right there. But you need to get up after you pray and act like it's already done. I don't care. Don't look at the situation, but you need to act like it's already done. And when you act like he's already fixed it, it gives you assurance to know that you don't have to wait until the sun shines to know that it's a brighter day. The rain could still be raining. You could still be in that storm, but you need to act like peace has already been stilled. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You need to act. We need to go forth. We need to go forth and start listening. When we listening, faith coming by what? It coming by hearing. Hallelujah. And if you're going to hear it, hallelujah. If you're going to hear it, let it increase your faith. Let it increase your faith. John the 14th chapter. Let's not tarry too long. John the 14th chapter. I want to give some comfort, some comfort in this that we done read it so much. Some of us might have had it memorized. Hallelujah. But we need to take it back to its original form, how they don't treat it as a cliche, but treat it as though you just hearing it for the first time because it's going to be new. Hallelujah. It's going to be new unto you. Hallelujah. John, the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God today for those that have turned aside. We thank God. We are excited about the word of God. See, us Christians, we need, it's time for us to start being excited about this word of God, this word of God that rejuvenates our hearts, this word of God that strengthens us, this very breath of life. This is the very air we breathe, this word of God that it can sustain us. See, some people think, food, hallelujah, for your physical body, but your spiritual body needs this spiritual word. As you read it, and then it transfers to your spiritual man, and it increases faith, it increases hope, it increases charity, it increases love, it increases kindness, it increases goodness, faithfulness, self-control, patience, peace, hallelujah. This word of God does so much, but the problem is, we have already decided within our little understanding just how far we're going to let it help us. But I dare you to open your heart and don't put God in a box, but take him out of that box and and read it as though it's brand new unto you, that he can unfold new mysteries unto you, that he can have your way. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the things God has in store for you. He has something in store for you. He wouldn't have said it if he didn't have it. Hallelujah. Yes. Listen. Open your heart to this word. Hallelujah. Let it restore you. Let it comfort you. Let it keep you. Eat it as though it is food unto you that you need for your very survival. Your spiritual man needs this food. It needs this word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus, why you think many don't want you to say his name? Because the evil spirits still know that there's power in the name of Jesus. See, many America will let many come over here. Oh, hallelujah. But then they try to tell us, don't use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, there's power in that name. Demons still flee in that name. And the reason why they don't want you to use it because they are full of demons themselves. And the name of Jesus, when it's said and it's meant, and you have faith and you stand upon it, it causes demons to tremble, to tremble. Hallelujah. You don't have to say anything, but if you're living in such a way, your very presence irritates those that have them demons. You don't have to say a word, but just live holy, and your light will shine. And when you come into their conversation, they are uncomfortable, because the presence of God is there. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Before we get started, does someone have a prayer or testimony or want strength or just have some on their mind? We here. We open right now. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Hallelujah. I'm excited because I found out every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, it makes me love him more and more. Every day that he allowed health and strength that you can breathe into these nostrils, to thank him for another day and get more prepared and open your heart for him, that you can continue to clean up some you may have missed on yesterday or some you may have needed to straighten out. He gives you another chance. Hallelujah. Even this hour, it's another chance to, as you open your Bibles, open your heart. Hallelujah. And let God bless. As you open your Bibles, open your heart and open your understanding. Pray unto God and ask him to consecrate your mind, your heart, and your spirit to receive and understand what he has for you in the word this day. For this day is our daily bread. This day, this moment, this hour, don't take it for granted. Well, I know that scripture, but open up that God may penetrate that heart, that something new can be revealed unto you as we go to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, We come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy, Father God, that you allowed us to even look into your word. We count that as a privilege, even as a blessing. We know that just looking into your word, there's strength in it, Father God. There's healing in it. There's comfort for the weary soul, Father God. Oh, we can find comfort in your word, Father God, and thank you. Bless us to continue to do your will and be obedient, not only hearers of this word, but doers of this word. And when we do the word, hallelujah, there's confidence in doing, hallelujah, your will and your way. Thank you, Father God. Bless our hearts. Bless our hearts, Father God, as we come together in love, unity, and strength. We thank you, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit bless whom you will. Set free whom you will. Those that may be in bondage and shackles, oh, Father God, by sin, we ask that with the love of God, hallelujah, they'll be set free, removed from the thing that's hindering them to be the best that they can be for you in the name of Jesus. We pray and we thank you for it all, Lord God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
just to want to give you some comfort. Give you some comfort in the name of Jesus. John, the 14th chapter. John, the 14th chapter. In this chapter, we know this was Jesus here. He comforts his disciples. And I don't know if you've been looking at the signs of the time, but those that haven't not been living right, or those that have been wayward, or those that still been on the fence, it's time to choose a side. Choose a side, because time is truly winding up. We need to stop looking at for loopholes, or stop looking to see a way to get out, but get on the God's side. Holly, and only way we get on God's side is read his word and obey the thing that is in this word, instead of look for fault in it. We need the only fault that is, the fault is in mankind, and we need to look. And if you're going to examine yourself by anybody, put yourself by that cornerstone. Hallelujah. Because if you look towards me, you're going to find fault. If you look towards Reverend Brian, you're going to find fault. If you look towards Reverend Wick, you're going to find fault. If you look towards God plan, you're going to find fault. Don't look towards man, even though we're living the best we can. Oh, and we're trying the best that we can do. But if you look hard enough, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll find something where we may have missed the mark, but I'm so glad it's not dependent upon us, but we are dependent upon God. Hallelujah. And him giving us strength as we live the best Christian life that we can live. St. John, the 14th chapter. Hallelujah.
Yellow.
And it reads, starting with that first word, it said, let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
Ye believe in God. Leave also in me. This is Jesus speaking here to his disciples. He's trouble. Here, the heart and trouble. Hallelujah. These are words that stress can be laid upon. Hallelujah. The heart. Many things in the heart that's heartache and heart trouble and broken heart and heart attack, hallelujah, hallelujah, and trouble, oh, hallelujah, troubles of this world, worries, hallelujah, shortcomings, troubles, going in storm and out of storm, but I'm so glad that Jesus have fixed it, so he said, let not your heart be troubled, don't care about the ways of the world so much and so, but you, if you have accepted Christ, there is a Savior that can save you from these troubles, and he's telling them, if you believe in God, believe also in me, because I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. In me there's life, in me there's strength, in me there is a light that I give unto you, that you can have this same light and strength also, but let not your heart be troubled. On the things of this world, and be not cast down or disquieted. The word heart. Let your heart be kept with full trust in God. Full trust and see the reason why we get weary, because disobedience will make us weary. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Obedience. Not holding fast to God's word and what it says, and not grabbing the plow and looking back, but looking toward, pressing toward
yeah.
the mark of a high calling that's in Christ Jesus. And when you do that, the strength is in that, because I found out that there's blessing in obedience. In obedience,
yeah.
in obedience, you feel like your prayer is more heard when you try to do what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah.
Uh-oh.
When you're trying to follow the ladder, that it says, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Believe in God. Believe also in me. If you believe in God, believe in Jesus, and believe that he will fix it. Believe that he has went away. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, in other words, I wouldn't be telling you this if it was not so. If it were not happening right now, I would have told you. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be. Also, and whether I go, you know, and the way, you know.
Yes, sir.
In other words, if you just listen to me and follow me and do the things that
Come
I tell
now.
You to do, you don't have to worry about anything else.
Yes,
but
sir.
The problem
yes,
is
sir.
Where the worry come in, when I fall short and I don't quickly repent, when I make excuses for my sin, instead of just doing what thus said the Lord. Let every man be a liar. Let God be the truth. The truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For in his truth, there's no need. There's no truth. Don't need any help. Hallelujah. But lie needs support.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Truth don't need any
yes.
help. But
yes.
a lie
yes.
needs continual
it
support.
Needs.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. Yes,
but
is.
There is deceit in it. Hallelujah. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. However, others are overwhelmed with sorrow of this present time. Others are overwhelmed. Hallelujah. I know and I understand. I hear you. Well, he's talking to the disciples then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They worried about him because he's on his way to Calvary. Cross, hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Come on now.
Time. But one thing I like about it, Jesus will give you something if you are listening with your open ear. He will give you something to hold on to. When trouble times come, you don't have to let your heart be troubled because I'm here. Hallelujah. I'm here.
Yes,
I've given you this word of God. If you hold that and hold on to that, and if you obey that I tell you. But the problem is when we disobey, that's when we start to worry. See, that ought to let you know to try to do the best you can while you can. And even if you mess up, get back to doing the best you can while you can, because time is short and it's drawing now. But see, Thomas had to ask him. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. And how can we know the way? Well, Jesus said unto him, I am the way,
come on,
the truth, and
the life.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he said, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. He said, see that if right there in verse 7. He said, if you had known me. See, if you had been trying to get to know me, hallelujah, when you wouldn't been asked. If you have been caught up with the spirit of death, but if you had been trying to just hang on to every word that I said, trust and believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, if you had known me, ye should have known my Father also.
My Father.
And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Well, Philip,
in the name of
him,
Jesus.
Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father. Oh,
the Father.
My God. You don't have to worry about it. You can
good.
Know a prophet by the fruit that it bears. You don't have to worry about if anybody phony or not, but just watch the end of their conversation. Hallelujah. There, you can tell it real quick, hallelujah, because you can only fake and shake for so long. But Jesus said, I have not been so long with you. I have spent time with you, and yet thou hast not known me. Hallelujah. But problem is, we need to be getting to know Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We needing, we are so needful to get to know Jesus. And how can I know him unless I have a relationship with him? And I can tell you one thing that will bless your heart, love will cast out the fear. Hallelujah.
Yes,
love
yes,
will help do away with the
amen.
Doubt. With the, if you spend more time trusting, you'll spend less time doubting. If you spend more time believing, you'll spend less time disbelieving, unbelieving.
Yes, you
believe
will.
Is that not that I am in the Father, he says in verse 10,
mm-hmm.
and the Father in me, the words that I mm-hmm. speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. See, that's
yes,
what
sir.
We need
yes,
to
sir.
Know. But it is not me, but it's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those that try to do the will of God, those that stand up and try to teach and preach his word, not us teaching and preaching, but it is the Lord that is within us, that he is doing the work. That's why we can't take no credit, hallelujah, though we study to show ourselves approved, but he has the master
mm-hmm.
plan, how he put it all together, just like how he wanted. He is the one that can make the ends meet, hallelujah. I believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father
yes,
in
yes,
me,
yes,
or
yes,
else believe me for the very work's sake, hallelujah. He tell them, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing greater works? Hallelujah. He said it right there. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my
mm-hmm.
Father. People don't understand, hallelujah, that Holy Spirit that he allowed to come and bless us, the one that talks with us, the one that walks with us, the one that we govern, that governs our lives, the one that tells us don't do this or don't say that or don't think this way. He's always talking, but the problem is man is not always listening.
No, he's listening.
He's not
come
always
on now.
Listening.
Man,
he's not
listening.
Always
yes,
listening. God is
yes,
always
sir.
Speaking
yes,
and warning, and though he mm-hmm. don't tarry with you always, but the time that
uh-huh.
he do tarry with you, he's leading
mm-hmm.
you. He's trying to plead you that you go the right way, that you make the right choice, that you open up your ears,
yes,
and he that hath a spirit, let him hear. Let him hear. He that
mm-hmm.
ear that is open up unto me, that have not closed the door to their heart, but he stand at the door and he knocked. He's still knocking.
Yes, he
does. 2023.
He's knocking.
November, he's still
he's
knocking, but oh, he'll come in. He wants to come in and he wants to sup with you. He wants to come in and not only
yes,
reveal things to you, but he wants to show you I have a more excellent way for you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
he does. Yes, he
no way, but open up unto me and let me show you things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Let me have a
mm-hmm.
personal conversation with you. Let me know
yes,
how
he.
You can truly experience this thing that we call love. Hallelujah. Love. That
come on,
so
real. Come on now.
Made me go to a Calvary's cross. Love, love,
yes,
love,
is.
Love. And whatsoever
yes,
you just ask, listen, he gives us an open invitation.
The
right? Verse 13 is almost like a blank check. He said, whatsoever ye shall ask
in my name,
that will I do, that the Father
mm-hmm.
may be glorified in the Son.
Thank
oh,
you.
My.
Uh-huh.
If you shall ask anything
yes,
in my name, I will do
yes,
it. Well,
I'm
reading out of the King James. Somebody may have another
mm-hmm.
Bible, but if you're over mm-hmm. in John 14, in the 14th verse, it said, if ye shall ask
uh-huh.
anything in my name,
yes,
I will
in my
do
name.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
If ye love me, Keep my commandments.
All right.
Come
on.
You say you love the Lord.
Come on now.
You say you love the Lord.
I love
you. Say
the Lord.
You love the Lord.
I love
you. Say you love the Lord.
Yes,
you say you love the Lord. Lord, I just can't do this. You say you love the Lord. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He didn't say, if you love me, will you, you think you can't? No, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And Jesus' son said, it's still in red. It said, he said,
come
and I will pray the Father. In other words, I'm going to talk to the Father about you.
That's it.
See, I'm a comforter, but when I go away, he's going to send another comforter. I'm going to give you somebody that's going
to
be with you if you keep my commandments. If you love me and you show me that you love me, if you can tarry a while, if you're not just one of the fair weather Christians, I love him as long as it's good. But I love him. I'm loving him like I have a spirit like Job. So just claim it. Yet will I trust you. He don't have to bless me always just for me to love him. I'm going to love him in the good. I'm going to love him in the bad. If he loves me, keep my commandments.
Yeah.
Not only
keep
when it's fair weather, but keep my commandments in spite of what everybody else is doing. Keep my commandments.
Yes, sir.
I will pray. Jesus said, in the 16th verse, Jesus is speaking with the Father, and he said, I will pray the Father. And he shall give you another. Listen. And he shall give you another. I bet many people done looked over there. And he shall give you another. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Come
that
on.
Means he going to give you another.
Good.
That means
talking
you already
good.
Have a comforter. Oh, come on.
Yes, sir.
Somebody.
Yes,
that
sir.
Means if he's going to give you another, you already have a comforter. But I'm going to give you some company with that comforter.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. Though I have changed you, I have transformed you, but I am going to give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever.
That's it, Rick. Forever.
The spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither know him. You wonder why people can't understand what you're trying to tell them? Because they look in corner. They can't, because they don't have the spirit, and even the spirit of truth. Some people can't even receive the truth. Hallelujah. Because the blind they have cut their ears, the eyes and the ears off from the truth, whom it says whom the world cannot receive. The world can't, Jesus said it right there. If the a man that cannot lie, he said, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him. But that's that lets you know why this thing is spiritual. This is a spiritual thing, and the only way to see it, and the only way to worship, and the only way to give him the praise is in spirit and in truth. The only way to truly worship God is be a doer of his word. The only way is in truth. Hallelujah, that you can give in the spirit and in truth.
Amen.
And in truth, but ye know him, for he dwell with you and shall be in you. Hallelujah. He's going to dwell with you, and he shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hallelujah. So that lets me know right then and there. Hallelujah. He said, I will not leave you. Comfortless. I will come unto you. So if that is a voice telling you the Lord is not with you, you need to bind it in the name of Jesus. Because this scripture right here said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hallelujah. And if you don't feel the Lord, you need to be doing some seeking. If you can't find, you need to do some seeking. Sometimes it's good to stand in front of that spiritual mirror and say, here I am, Lord. Hallelujah. Forgive me for the things that I know of, the things that I don't know of, the thing that's hindering my relationship. Take them out, Lord, that I can have a more closer walk with you. Oh, hallelujah. Don't always try to get the Lord on your side, but you need to get on the Lord's side. You need to get on the Lord. Sometimes Sometimes it's me just standing in the need of prayer. I'll say always, always standing in the need of prayer. Always. I don't need to be looking at the moment, hallelujah, in my brother's eye. I need to check it at the beam that's in my own eye. That I mean, if I pull it out, I can see clearly. I can see clearly that I can also help myself and help my brother. But when I have been converted, hey, Jesus said, go back and help my brother. But first, I need to do some self-check, because this right here in the scripture says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He said, yet a little while. Yet a little while. And the world see me no more. But ye see me
come
because
on.
I live. Ye shall live also. And that day
ye
shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
Me.
Oh, holly, I like that. He said, and ye in me, and I in you. And ye in me, and I in you. And ye in me, and I in you. In other words, it's going to be a relationship. It's going to be a communion. It's going to be a union put there. Holly, and he that has commandments. And he that has my commandments, listen real close, and he that has my commandments and keep them, it is that loveth me. You can say all day I love the Lord, but you can't keep his word. You can't keep his commandments. You can't do what he says. You can't take nothing off of nobody. You have to go back at him, but you need to humble yourself. Jesus humbled himself before creation. Even despise the shame of the cross, but he humbled himself for you and I. But he that, this is the best way that you know your children love you. They respect you because they're going to do what you tell them. You don't have to always beat them, but they're going to do it because daddy said so. They're going to do it because mama said so. They're going to do it because it is right to do. And then you have a love for them because they want to follow and do your word. And it just helps you do something for them when they do that.
Yes,
he that had my commandments and kept them. It is that loveth me. Listen, I'm going to read it one more time. Somebody may have missed it. It says, my commandments.
Commandments.
And keep them. Oh, Lord. It is that love me. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, and he that love me shall be loved of my Father.
Sir.
And
yes,
I will love him. And will manifest myself to him. You heard all times. You heard Reverend Brian say many times. You have a relationship. You seek out the Lord. You're going to spend some time with the Lord. He's going to manifest himself. It's right there in the scripture. He said, and will manifest myself to him. And if he'll be hurt too, the Lord don't discriminate. He'll let you have a relationship. He just don't want you to usher authority over man because of the curse. But I'm going to get back in here. I'm going to get back in. He that has my commandments and keeps them, is that love me. Hallelujah. See. Hallelujah. See, in other words, the Lord I want you to show me that you love me. How can I show the Lord that I love him to do his word, to do his will, to keep his commandment? How I'm gonna show the Lord that I love him? Oh, hallelujah. Accept the thing that he said, accept the thing that he tell me I need to change about me, and accept that and change them things to show the Lord I want to be pleasing in his sight. That's how I show him that I love him. How do you show your wife how you love her? You're going to do something for her.
How
show their husband that they love her? They're going to do something to make their heart happy, whether it's a meal that they fix. Oh, hallelujah. Or they buy them something to make them smile. You need to also sometimes try to make the Lord smile. Oh, have some alone time with you and the Lord. he said it right here in verse 21. He that has my commandments and keep him,
yes, sir.
He it is that love me. That's what Jesus said.
Me.
You can say all day long, I love you, Lord, but you ain't trying to do nothing what he say. Oh, my God. Jesus, in other words, I don't care what your mouth said.
Amen.
If you're going to keep my commandments, hallelujah, if you're going to try to govern yourselves accordingly to my word, hallelujah. And he said, and he that loved me shall be loved of my Father. Oh, my goodness. Not only will Jesus love you, he said, but also because you keep his commandments, it said, he that loved me shall be loved of my Father.
Loved by my Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I will love him. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, and will manifest myself to him.
That's
God. That's a reason to shout right there. This is all I don't know if somebody that got on board. This is also before that other company came. He said another means you already have somewhat of a confident now, but oh hallelujah, I'm gonna do something more, hallelujah, when you show me that you love me. hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Judas said unto him, not as Sarah, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus said unto him, if a man love me, listen, he will keep my word.
Keep
this is what we've been saying. And my Father will love him.
Bless him.
And we.
We
will come unto him. Oh, hallelujah. It reminds me of my testimony of my pastor's visitation. It said right here, it's in the scripture, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. You tell me you can't see the blessing in doing God's word and keeping his commandment. Jesus said unto him, how you gonna make it manifest? In other words, I'm gonna come aboard and give you a testimony that others just won't have. I'm gonna come aboard if you stay spiritual long enough and move the ways of the world out of your mind. I'm going to give you something that's going to life-change, and hallelujah. And you'll be able to tell it wherever you go. You'll be able to tell it, and it won't bury it because it's the truth. It's the same day to yesterday, today, and forevermore. If a man love me, he will keep my word.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. And I just like to read that one more time. And my Father will love him. Oh, hallelujah. And we come unto him. And make hallelujah. It said, and we will. Listen, in other words, if you do these things, I'm telling you, not only will I come unto you, the Father will come unto you. Hallelujah. And make our abode with him. And he that loved me not keepeth not my saying. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things, Jesus said,
all right.
These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But see, I'm in your presence right now. But one thing about it, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's rejoicing right then, because it's written in the book, and he have to go by what's written. Hallelujah. It's written right here in the book, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. My peace I give unto you. You know, there's peace. Even in storm, there's a peace. Even in your nightmares, there's a peace. God gives a release. He says, because the devil comes with a roar and try to deceive you, try to tear you up, try to make you doubt, try to make you distrust. But Jesus said, peace I leave with you. And my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Hallelujah. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. I don't even want it to be afraid.
I don't want this heart,
because I have changed this heart where there used to be doubt in this heart. I've replaced that doubt with trust. Oh, hallelujah. I've replaced you. I have made you a new creature. I have tried to give love and joy and peace unto you, patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness. And even I tried to help you out with your temper. I'm going to give you self-control. Galatians, the fifth chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Galatians, the fifth fifth chapter and the 23rd. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The 22nd and the 23rd. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering,
gentleness,
goodness, faith. Meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. Hallelujah. 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 But see, a lot of people, they only take one part of love, Reverend. Reverend Brian, they only take one part of love, Reverend. Brother D, some, a lot of time we only want the good taste. You know, we only want the good taste.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. But but love has another part of it. First Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 4th verse.
Come on now. Take your time. Take your time. Fix it.
And it is kind. Charity is suffering long and it is kind. You need to sometimes we have to suffer with one another so somebody can be helped, so somebody can be blessed. Sometimes we have to put up with the filthiness that the love of God may come through and show a dying world that yet live. Sometimes you have to go where you don't want to go for the sake of Christ. That somebody can see the Lord. Suffering. Charity is suffering long and it's kind.
Mm-hmm.
Charity, it envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. In other words, you don't realize, but all time, sometimes, love get abused. Love get abused. Mm. You're trying to love somebody, but they're using like a doorman. Oh, hallelujah. You're trying to open up to somebody that the spiritual level is not there, and they called your name instead of praying, and Lord, bless my eyes to see what my brother see. My vision is not there, but Lord, help me. Help my I believe, but help my unbelief. That's what that prayer is talking about right there. I believe, Lord, but my brother may perhaps be on a different spiritual level. So the things that I'm struggling with, let me not talk about, but let me. Hallelujah. Be delivered that I might see clear. Hallelujah. Charity suffers long and is kind. And charity is envious not. Charity vaunted not itself, is not puffed up. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, keep that in your margin. If you remember that sometimes, hallelujah, love have to suffer sometimes. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad about it. Love suffered on a Calvary's cross for us all.
Yes,
hallelujah.
It did. Yes, it did.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
it did. Hallelujah. First John 2 and 5. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected.
Yes,
hereby know we that we are in him. Hallelujah. But whosoever, First John, the second chapter, the fifth verse will tell you, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. See, there's a blessing when the love of God can get perfected in you, when you can be able to suffer and not be affected by it, because the love of God is coming to you. And it will chase out the things that you may be fearful of, but love is made perfect. Because perfect love it casts us out. Well, you don't believe me? Well, let's look at First John. let's walk on to First John. Thank you, Jesus. The fourth chapter. In that fourth chapter, hallelujah. And in this First John, fourth chapter and the 12th verse, hallelujah, we'll deal also with the 17th verse. But the 12th verse tells us, no man has seen God at any time. Listen, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. See, people, they want to hang on there. Well, nobody has seen God. But if you read on a little bit, you'll find out. It said, listen, no, we'll slow it down. We'll slow it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. No man has seen God at any time, okay?
Yeah.
You got that. Some people stop right there. I know it's a period, but a pause. But right there, he said, if we love one another, hey, God dwells in us. Oh, hallelujah. See, they like to stop right there at that period, but they need to move on and say, if we love one another, God dwells in us. And if God dwelling in me, oh, hallelujah, if God dwelling in you, Rem Brian, God dwelling in you, Brother D, God dwelling in you, Rem Williams, God dwelling in God's plan, God dwelling in the people around you, how can you not see God? How can you not see God?
Yes,
God dwells in us, and when he dwells in us, and he already said he's going to manifest himself. He's going to manifest himself, but see, we like to get hung up on no man has seen God at any time.
But
it said if. But see, but they forget about the part that said right there, if we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. And hereby know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. Listen, and we have seen and do testify that oh my God. See, they leave out that 14th verse. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Oh, hallelujah. And verse 18 will sum it right up. There is no fear in love.
In love.
But perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. Oh, hallelujah. And he that feared is not made perfect
made
in love.
Perfect in love.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, my God. We love him because he first loved us.
Okay.
See, we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, well, we might as well finish this out. It said, if a man say, I love
come on
God, and I,
yes, sir.
And I'm sorry. This might get a little bitter to somebody, but if a man say, I love God and hated his brother, he is a liar.
He's a liar.
For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Listen, that question was asked right there. But see, one thing they leave out of the scripture. Oh, hallelujah. If we were lovers, God would dwell in us. But see, evidently, we haven't been loving. Hallelujah. That's why it's easier for some to hate, because they haven't been loving. Because when you're loving, the scripture told me, God dwells in that love. He dwells in that love. And we have seen him. We have seen him dwell. We have seen God. Hallelujah. We have seen the Spirit of God amongst the people. And it calls up to love ye one another, hallelujah. And it's just impossible for us to hate. We can might dislike what someone does, but because we love God, and because hallelujah, he has changed our heart, hallelujah, we have to get to a point and have to say, Lord, forgive me. We have to make amends with that person that's irritating us, oh, hallelujah, that's trying to cause us to hate, but we want to love because we want to see God. Hey, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. We just got to can't help it. That's why Rem Brian said, I love you and can't do nothing about it. Yeah. We couldn't do nothing about it, even if we tried, because we're trying to do the will. We're trying to keep his commandments, and keeping his commandments, we have to love. Oh, hallelujah. And keeping his commandments, we have to forgive. When keeping his commandments, we have to shake the dust off our feet, even when people try to resist us, even if they try to talk about us. We have to still show them the love of God, hallelujah, knowing and trusting in God will settle all accounts. So we just still go forth. No matter what they do or have done or will do, we still have the love of God burning within our hearts. Hallelujah. That if I can help somebody hey, along this way, then we'll know that our living is not in vain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I let you go, I'm trying to hurry on that. Before I let you go, thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy 2 and 12. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. If. Second Timothy 2 and 12 tells me, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him.
Yes, he did. Yes, he
if
did.
If we deny him, he also will deny us.
Deny us.
If we believe not, yet he abided faithful, he can't deny himself. These things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But Sean, profound and vain babbling, for these will increase unto more ungodliness. You don't have to fight. You don't have to fight with the word. You don't have to argue over the word. But just study. And get it clean. But just study to show thyself approved. Study to give you confidence in it, that you can stand on it. When somebody come in with a profane babbling, you'll know it's babbling. But you can study and stand on that. Stand on, read the Bible. Study the Bible. Learn the Bible. So when the solemn truth is told, you will surely know. Hey, my friends, have you seen? That's what we've been saying. Be to you.
Yes,
2 Timothy 2:15. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, it will tell you just what to do. Just go to it. Go to it. Study it. When you study and you're being approved, God lets you know when he's approved of it. And you won't be ashamed. A workman needed not to be ashamed, but rightly divided. Somebody may have a different understanding, but you can pray about it and see. The Holy Spirit told you, he will give you, the Holy Spirit tell you, you know, you can read it, you can study, but it's going to take the Holy Spirit to teach you and then put you in remembrance. That he has taught you, he's going to put you in remembrance of it. Then you have read it and you have studied it, and it may have been a while, but just in case, Lord, don't fall out of your memory. He's gonna put you like Paul did when he was talking to you, when he saw who had betwixt you, but he's gonna put it back into you. Remembrance of it. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for that blessing that he gave us. A lot of that was on the spot, brother. But I give you 1 John 2 and 5, 1 John 14, 12, 17, 18, 2 Timothy 2 and 12, 1 Corinthians 13 and 4, and Galatians 5, 22 and 23. So thank the Lord for that, for his help with that. But I want you to be encouraged no matter what comes. But when you read this, God, have, when you read this word of God, have full faith in it. Have full trust in it. If God said it, that settles it. I don't care what the world's talking about, what they say, how they may try to change it. But he tells us over there in John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, Jesus said, believe also in me. Hallelujah. If you believe that God is a strong tower, if you believe that God is, hallelujah, and his son, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, will come and make himself up, will manifest himself unto you. It's right there in the book. It says it. Believe that and it will. See, don't
That's
read
it.
The word in disbelief, but read the word, believe what the word say, and watch God work it out. Well, I've been reading, and it ain't manifested because you're not believing. Faith comes by hearing. So that's why you might need to read it out loud. When you read it out loud and then it go into your ear, then that faith will be born within you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need to come. Sometimes you might need to go back by Romans way. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. There was a woman in the service.
Yes.
Speak it in the tongue. Pray in the spirit. Oh, your will be done. All the while that she was praying. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Spirit touched my soul. I know that feeling it all.
When it-
The flow. Now when the Lord comes, oh, hallelujah, let him have his way. You know, he can come at nighttime, you read your Bible, he can come within your heart. Don't turn him away. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay a while. You may just intend to read one or two scriptures, but go a little bit further. God has something for you. Hallelujah. Spend a little time with him and watch him bless you. It told us in the scripture. He said, he will. He said, we will. We will. Oh, hallelujah. Come on board. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. It's in your hands, Rev. Thank you, Jesus.
We always want to always thank God for the word, you know. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. We thank God for his presence and how he delivered the message, you know.
Thank
you. We believe when we come together like this, he's always in the midst, amen?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Reverend, some stay with me, you know. Early in that text, I just stay with me because Jesus said he had
come
to go.
Come on now.
As he leaves, he said he's going to send a comforter, you know. And I
come
believe
on now.
The comforter guides you to the scripture just then, you know.
Yeah,
I thank God for that, man. You know, I think about how he's elevating the spirit because he's getting so close to the church, man. Close to the church. And some of us, man, what you just said, we need to be ready, man.
You
need to be ready. Because when he comes, do what he normally do, we ain't going to have that. We ain't going to have that time that we've been having.
All right,
we
now.
We're not going to have that time at all. We've probably been having that time that you know how we say it? We've been having that time to live like we want to live.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, that time is getting real short.
Yes, sir.
Real short. That's why you're letting them know the comfort is here. But when he comes himself, it ain't going to be like he came the first time. That's why Reverend trying to get us on board. Let us know. Get close to the Lord while you can, while the blood getting warm. We thank God for the word. We thank him for the scripture that he gave us. And knowing that's going to keep us in time like we are right now, that we can look forward to it if we make him the head of our life. You know, don't choose him when you get before him. It's going to be too late, church. You need to do it now while the blood is running warm in thy veins. I thank God always for the word. I thank God for the strength of the church because We live in a day right now, preaching ain't so popular now. You think it is, but it's really not. You know, it's really not. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank Him for Reverend for pouring His Spirit out, that the Spirit comes through Him and bless us today, you know. Ask God to cover on Him. We always send it, man, you know. I know Brother D, myself, we always send it. Never leave this ministry without telling you, you can come in. You can come.
Amen.
That's what it's about. You can. It is about salvation with every voice you hear right now. Every voice, we believe in that latter part of that 3:16. He didn't come to the what? To condemn the world, but to save the world.
But to save the world.
But you got to believe. You got to believe. You got to believe.
Yes, he did.
You got to believe. Man won't be able to shake his hands, brother. And see, nobody didn't tell me about the Holy Ghost. The man ain't going to be able to tell that I ain't never heard him. I ain't never felt him. Won't be able to do that, Reverend. Because the Bible said once it gets north, once it gets to the south, once it gets to the east, and once it gets to the west, brothers and sisters,
yes,
he will be here. It ain't because you ain't.
Done.
He ain't stopped because you ain't ready.
Because you not ready. Come on now. Come on.
Yes, sir. Yeah. No, somebody said, well, he's waiting on my brother to come. He's waiting on my auntie to come. No, it ain't what the deal is there. The Reverend told us earlier in the scripture, he got some matches he's dealing over there. His match is different than what you'll match in your mind when you were thinking. And he says many of them, you know what I'm talking about. Some Bible said room, but I stay with the King James. He said matches. So I'm going to say that.
That's what I stay with. Yeah. Mansions. And I won't mind in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm so happy. I feel, you know, I do what Brother Dog called an appetizer on Mondays on Brother Dog. Sure, I get a chance to come over here and hear God's word. I was just telling the young men and sisters over there, if you're like me, you just can't get enough. You know, I do wrong. I sin during the course of the day. Sometimes I sin, and we don't even know we're sin. We have a tendency to tell God, Father, forgive me for my sin, known and unknown. Because a lot of times we don't even know we did it. But I'm so thankful that Reverend just laid his hair down today. And for those that did, anyone that know me, know I'm partial to the book of John. And those that didn't know it before, they got a chance to get it today. And that's what my brother's telling you, north, south, east, and west. You're not going to be able to say you didn't get it. You're not going to be able to say it wasn't there for you, because he told us today, those that didn't know, Rev gave them something today that I don't know if I hope and trust that everyone grabbed it. But if you didn't, do like I do. Go back and read what he gave you today. Go back to the book of John and read what Rev gave you. He told you that he wouldn't leave you comfortless. He said he won't come again. He going to send you something. See, you didn't need the Holy Ghost while he was here, sister and brother, because he was it in the flesh. But he said he will send it to you. All you got to do is grab hold to it. You can do his will. Live by God's word as close as we can. And I promise you this, if you love the Lord, Rev just told you what he'll do for you. He going to love on you. And there's no greater love than my Lord and Savior loving on me. I just can't find anything else that I'd rather have than my Lord and Savior loving on me. Even if it means whooping me sometimes. Remember, sometimes he have to pass judgment on me sometimes for my ways. Sometimes he have to chastise me for my actions.
Yes, sir.
But even through his chastisement, you know what I found, Real? I found that I'm so glad that his hands are still on me. I've learned and I've read enough that I know I'd be in a bad way if he removed his hands from me. So I find that even through his whooping at me, the chastisement that he give me, and he keeps his hands on me. And when he keep it, when God got his hands on you, you just going to walk somewhat right. You're going to do something right if you just allow the Lord to keep his hands on you. And you do it by what? Doing his will. That's all Red was preaching to you today. Do God's will. Hear God's word. abide by God's word. The Bible says, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. You see what Rev told you? So, and I heard my brother say this, you can say you love God by way of mouth, but do your actions line up with your mouth? If your actions don't line up, sisters and brothers, you need to check yourself. And that's why Rev told you to read, to study, to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed. You won't be ashamed of the gospel when you get a relationship with the Lord Almighty. Amen? Amen. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I got my mansion. I got to keep waiting on me. I got to keep waiting on me.
Yes, sir.
God going to give it to me one day. Yes, sir. He going to give me my key one day. I believe to my soul, Ramirez, he going to say, well done. That good and faithful.
Well, I'm going to tell you that.
Why he said, real? Because I'm going to stick by God's word.
I'm going to tell you, you got your key already.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got my hand on it right now. Got my hand on it right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what? I'm going to try to get you a little bit more with it, right? Your key. Your key. You remember that song? All it takes is faith to get on board.
Get on board. Yes, sir.
You,
yes, sir.
That's what your key. As long as you keep that faith.
That's it. Keep that faith.
The Bible said, if you believe, salvation is yours.
It's yours. What the word said.
Yeah.
It's yours.
Yeah.
And you know something, Ramirez? I tell you something. The Bible says he's a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth.
In the spirit.
So stop looking for him with your eyesight. Stop trying to see God. Stop trying to see him.
Come on.
Just feel it.
You
don't mess
like a pig guy, huh?
Stop in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Real preached hard today. And Real really preached hard today. Anyone that didn't get the word today, you need to, old people say, you need to take him back to the morning bench. You need to go back and have another talk with the Lord yourself. If you didn't receive what Real preached, because he preached hard, and then he preached the truth. He preached hard, and he preached the truth. I say it again, he preached hard, and he preached the uncut, unadulterated truth, word of God. Amen. Amen. Yes. Just nothing
so,
like
so
it,
we
brother.
Say
just
this
nothing
here.
Like it.
We always say this. If it be God's will, if it be His will, we'll be back on Thursday. If you can't wait that long, you can get on board on Tuesday too. If you don't know the number, I know my brother can give us that number right quick. Can you get that number right quick, brother?
425-292-4212. And I'm going to do you a favor. I got 1 minute. I'm going to do you a favor. Some of us have cell phones that when we call these blog talk lines, they'll charge you for it. So I'm going to take the fee away from you. If it charges you, you can call
773-886-3490.
There you go. If you want to pay, dial 773-886-3490.
Come on.
And I promise you, I put
Amen.
You right here. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. I like that. So we got the word going out. And we thank Reverend for the strong word God gave him his heart. You know, I think he don't ever get back up there again. Well, he's trying to do things, man. I'm trying to.
He preached hard.
Yeah.
Reverend looking for a Reverend, I didn't want to tell you, but Reverend looking for a church. Reverend trying to become a pastor.
He got to be, man.
Reverend looking for new members. Lordy. Yes, in the name of Jesus. I love it.
Reverend, watch this, Reverend. It's all on you, Reverend. I'm out, Reverend. It's all on you,
Reverend. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
Oh, man. Bless you. We thank God. We thank God for your prayer. Thank you for the love. You know, you just can't be a genuine love. So we are, you know, we're family. You know, we're center that pray together. I truly believe that they'll stay together.
Stay together.
Truly, truly a family that loves one another. When we love one another, then God dwells with us. And I'm so glad we try our best to love one another, that God will be in our midst, and that he will be pleased with our services, that we render unto him. Oh, hallelujah. And if you continue to pray that God will have his way, then it is by striving that we are rewarded. It's by giving that we receive. And one thing to give to God is giving my hearts. When we give him our hearts, everything will be all right. When we give him our hearts, because we love him, we're going to do what he says. Because we love him.
Amen.
Because we're so thankful for how he blessed us, how he brought us, how he taught us. Oh, how he lifted us up when we were down, how he cared for us when we seemed like the weight of the world was on our shoulder, but God still showed us that love, and he had compassion for us. He didn't have judgment for us, but he had compassion, though he's the only righteous judge where men would give you away or give you up or talk about you, but God shows his undying love for you, that he'll pick you up and give you the strength to go on and try to do better.
take the woman
that was caught in the very act of adultery. They picked up stones to be the judge, the jury. Oh, hallelujah. Now, already ready. But Christ came and just made a statement that he does without sin. He didn't try to stop them from stoning her, but he just asked the question.
Yeah.
He did. Y'all want to obey the law. Y'all want to follow the law. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now let the only righteous judge speak and say, he that is without sin.
Yes.
Cast the first. And they couldn't do it. Because
they all had sinned
and come short. They couldn't do it. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad we serve a God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad we serve a God.
And
him able. Him able. But we thank him.
Yes.
We thank him today.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. As we continue to pray, we let God have his way. Remember, it is by striving. It is by striving. We got to strive. You got to stay in the race. You got to stay in the race. We stay in the race. God will reward us. The battle is given to the swift or to the strong, but he that endure to the end. Oh, and he'll give you a crown of life. Brother D said, I got my key. I'm waiting on my men.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Again, we thank you. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, we thank you. What our ears have heard, oh, Father God, what we have experienced, and we experience another of your love, oh, Father. Thank you for your blessing, Father God. Your blessing of your love, your manifestation with your Holy Spirit. Thank you. Let this lesson rest, rule, and abide within our hearts. Keep us, Father God, ever wanting to do your will, ever wanting to love on you, ever wanting to just be better for you, Father God, that you will be able to say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. Hallelujah. We want to hear you say, well done. We want to make you smile, Lord, with our work.
Right.
We're trying to do your will. Bless us. Bless your heart. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise. It is in the name of Jesus Christ we pray, and we thank you for it all. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your service, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. So good. My Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Right now. Let me see. Yes. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good. You're so kind to us and so merciful. If it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be? Right now. So say yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Make it. Mm-hmm.